on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Big story to talk about. Richard Flanagan's explosive look at Tasmania's aquaculture industry has been out for just over a week. It's gone off the shelves faster than any other book in 100 years in one Tasmanian bookshop. So here's the question. How are consumers responding to this? Is anyone out there boycotting Tasmanian farmed fish products? One of Hobart's top restaurants has removed its ocean trout sourced from Huon Aquaculture from the menu in response to consumer questions. David Ball is behind the Glasshouse Restaurant and joins us now. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you for talking with us this morning. David, you've removed Tasmanian aquaculture product from your menu. Why have you taken that step?
Well, in response to the book, we had quite a few. We used to use the ocean trout product as part of one of our feed me options. And we had a night in a restaurant where I had at least five tables that all asked for that to be not part of their menu. So we're responding to what our customers want.
Five tables in one night said, is that a Tasmanian aquaculture product? I don't want to eat it.
Is it a farmed fish product? Yes.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. It did. And I kind of walked away from it. I mean, at the Glasshouse, we go to great lengths to source all our products from small scale farmers or small producers, small growers. And we pretty much know the name of everybody that comes into the restaurant. So when I kind of walked away after service and sort of got home and went, do you know what, then this doesn't fit with everything else that we've got on the menu. So I get it. I totally get it. So it shouldn't be there.
Because you don't think it's on brand with what you want to be as a restaurant?
Well, I think you have to listen to your customers. I mean, at the end of the day, we're a middleman. So we buy a produce, we do something amazing to it, and then we pass it on to a customer. So if I've got customers in the restaurant that don't want to eat it, then you don't have a restaurant. So we have to listen to what people want.
I know in the restaurant game in Tasmania, you tend to talk to or keep an eye on those that are doing what you do. Are you also hearing from others that there are concerns about whether or not Tasmanian aquaculture products are on brand right now?
Yeah, look, I believe so. I think there are other restaurants around town that have taken the same steps that we have. And some other big restaurants around town that have done exactly what we've done.
Are you serving salmon?
No.
How long have you made that decision for?
We've not had salmon on the menu for at least a year. And we moved from the salmon to the ocean trout as a product. All the other fish that we serve in the restaurant, the guy pulls up in his boat at the front of the restaurant and I walk outside to the boat and go, right, I want that one, that one, that one, and that one, and it comes into the restaurant. And this is probably one of the few products that I couldn't actually still do that with.
And more broadly, in your mind and from your customer's perspective, have questions about the ethics of how that food is produced?
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, if I've got customers coming in and saying that they just don't want to eat it, or can we substitute it or do something else, then there are questions around what they're doing and we have to listen to that.
Are you expecting other restaurants to follow suit? Do you have any read on that?
Absolutely. I mean, I know that there are a couple of other restaurants that have already taken away the farm fish products. And that aren't using it anymore and have not been using it for some time. So I don't think we're on our own.
It is a really interesting perspective to hear. David Ball, thank you for talking with us this morning, Executive Chef at the Glasshouse.